With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota has become the third GOP nominee to drop out of the race for Speaker since the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Emmer dropped out of the Speaker race just hours after he won his party's nomination, the latest sign that Republicans are no closer to electing a new Speaker. Emmer is the third nominee since the historic removal of former Speaker McCarthy 3 weeks ago. Emmer's nomination prompted an almost immediate revolt among nearly two dozen Republican lawmakers. Former President Donald Trump came out against Emmer, urging Republicans not to vote for him.
Correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. UN aid agencies continue to ask for sustained humanitarian access to people in need in Gaza.
Aid agencies say the supplies allowed into Gaza over the past few days are too little and maybe too late. Hospitals are increasingly unable to function. Water is so limited, Gaza's population is trying to survive on less than 3 liters per person per day. Fuel for everything from bakeries to ambulances is running out. To prevent a humanitarian catastrophe, the UN wants sustained access to all of Gaza, but says it has not been given security guarantees.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. Meanwhile, attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East are increasing. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says Iranian-backed forces are targeting the U.S. military in the Middle East.
Between October 17th and the 24th, U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 10 separate times in Iraq and 3 separate times in Syria via a mix of one-way attack drones and rockets.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 205 points, the NASDAQ rose 121, the S&P 500 advanced 30. This is SRN News. Canadian military chaplains are advised not to mention God.
The top brass have sent a memo to clergymen within the Canadian Armed Forces advising them that they should, quote, not use the word God or other references to a higher power to ensure that all feel included and able to participate in reflection no matter their beliefs. Many servicemen are making their feelings known to the Canadian pro-life website LifeSite News, expressing outrage and warning that all religious faith will be affected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey father filed a federal lawsuit to block a state policy preventing schools from letting parents know that their children are living as the opposite sex. Frederick Short argues the policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental health care. Guidance issued by the New Jersey Education Department also advises schools should keep separate files with different names for transgender students. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A strike by auto workers against GM is expected to cut the automaker's pre-tax earnings by $800 million this year and another $200 million per week after that.
The company's chief financial officer says those figures just include factories that are on strike now by the United Auto Workers Union. Paul Jacobson says if more plants are added, the losses will pile up further. Jacobson's statements came as GM reported just over $3 billion in net income from July through September.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 205 points to close at 33,141. The NASDAQ gained 121 to 13,139. The S&P 500 added 30 points to 4247. New York oil fell $1.75 to $83.74 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.